Then you come to the end of a year.
Well, by that time, the Vietnam War was still going on, and I enlisted in the United States Air Force. That was my next step. I felt that I had to do something else.
What part of the Air Force were you in?
I started out at basic training at Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio, and from there to my permanent duty station was Dow Air Force Base in Bangor, Maine. That's where I started writing, in Bangor, Maine.
And you were deferred from Vietnam because you were going to school.
I was going to school, but I also worked for the base commander.
Okay, while you were in banking school, though, you were deferred.
No.
No?
No. It's really interesting because I had enlisted, not enlisted, what's the word you had to do when it was required for every guy had to do this?
When they were drafted?
Drafted. But all of my information would have gone to Mississippi, not to St. Louis.
Okay.
Because I hadn't changed anything officially. So the day that I went and enlisted in the Air Force, the next week I got a letter from my great aunt that had come to the house. You are hereby welcome. That would have been to the Army.
Right.
And I can absolutely assure you I would have been sent straight to Vietnam.
So you knew that was going to happen and you jumped the gun and joined the Air Force.
I didn't know it was going to happen.
But you knew you'd be drafted.
I knew that I could be, but I didn't know when or what, so I said, I'm going to go to the Air Force.
Yeah, so you beat
it. I beat it, yeah.
So that year is?
That would have been 64.
64.
The end of 64.
That was a good experience in the Air Force for you?
Great experience.
We've alluded to your writing there, and so how many years were you in the Air Force?
4 years.
Meanwhile, the Vietnam controversy goes on because it was a controversial war.
Right.
What specific job did you do in the Air Force?
Well, my first job in the Air Force, a supply administration specialist. So I worked in the movement of aircraft parts. That's what I did at Dow Air Force Base. And when I went to the 89th Presidential Wing in Washington, D.C., I worked with the first computers. And it had to do with the president's plane, Air Force One, and where foreign dignitaries came in. I did work from the Pentagon to embassies. Because I was in the presidential wing.
Wow, that was a great experience. First computers.
Yeah.
And they must have been bigger than the size of this room.
And they were cold as ice.
Oh. Rooms.
And everybody that worked wore white jackets and white pants just like they were surgeons or something.
Did you enjoy living in D.C.?
I did.
Took advantage of everything that was there?
I fell in love with Georgetown and still love Georgetown.
So we get you through the Air Force and you leave then in what year?
1968. I come to Tulsa, Oklahoma.